Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors. For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com. Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, Monet Kelso, and we're going to be having research scientist Tom Palladino, inventor of one of the most amazing advanced technologies for wellness, I think, on the face of the planet. And I've done a little bit of research, about 30 years. And so when I found Tom and what he was doing, I looked at the results. I did my due diligence. I was more than impressed. And so divine energy is what we're calling it, because really it's very hard to explain an invisible energy that you can't see that has a profound effect on overall health. But when hope is gone, and that's what had happened to me, the medical doctor said, you know, we don't even know what's wrong with you, but you're going to die. So we'll make you as comfortable as possible. This wasn't just one time. This was several times. And that was when I had to go outside of the box and start looking for other answers. I had young children. I really didn't believe that it was my time to go. So what did I do? I had to look outside of what was familiar to me and what I understood. And I had to reach out for answers. And now with the internet, that's so much easier. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the divine energy, or scalar energy, as it's called, was first, you know, popularized in the 1800s by a research scientist by the name of Nikola Tesla, who was born in Croatia. He's now like a true hero. He wasn't really recognized during his era, the kind of recognition that he deserved. But he was pulling power, energy, right out of the atmosphere. That's right, no power source. He was lighting up light bulbs. He was lighting up, he was powering electrical equipment with no attachment to a power supply. That was in the 1800s. Well, we won't go into the details of why that information was suppressed for 100 years, but the great news is that research scientist Tom Palladino, for the last quarter of a century, began to build on the work of Nikola Tesla, very successfully, I might add, and created a scalar technology that sends this pure energy, which is really superior to electromagnetic energy. It is what I would call, from my research, like the stem cell of energies. It's you know, stem cells can become any kind of cell in the body. And scalar energy is both light, electromagnetism, electricity. It really is like that stem cell energy, except that it has an added benefit of having this divine intelligence and organizing capacity. The very nature of scalar energy is to organize, bring harmony and order. And so you're like, oh, well, what does this invisible wave have to do with my health? Well, we're going to bring live testimonials so you can hear for yourself how it is impacting lives. But I want to tell you about an experiment from Harvard that was done probably about 10 years ago. And this is to just get you into the mind frame of what invisible really is. We think it's all weird. Oh, is this voodoo? What's going on? But you know what? We really do accept invisible a lot more than we are conscious of. This blood test was done. They were actually trying to find out what the effect of different emotions had on the DNA in the blood. So they took subjects into a room and showed them, you know, movies, and then measured their blood and watched how the DNA changed. They would have happy movies, sad movies, scary movies, and they monitored the different changes. Well, then they did something different. They took the blood of the person before they showed them the movie, and they put the blood in another room. And what they found out is the very same changes. This is at Harvard Medical School, by the way. The very same changes that they observed in the subject who was actually watching the movie were identical with the blood in the other room. Now, that seems kind of spooky, but that's because, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot that we don't know about energy physics, and it's a new emerging form of science. The National Institute of Health has classified it as complementary and alternative medicine, CAM, C-A-M medicine, and it is the forefront, and the NIH has said so. This is a pioneering field, and they're funding research in this area right now to open up to us this invisible realm of medicine and health and wellness. And so it is my pleasure to introduce to you right now, research scientist Tom Palladino. Tom, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Monet, and a good day to you.
Welcome, welcome. We were just talking about invisible energy because I think it seems foreign, the concept of it, but we really do deal with invisible energy all day long. We've got Wi-Fi and cell phones and microwave ovens. And you know, Tom, I even had a surgery performed with AM radio waves.
Yeah.
You can't see those, but I'll tell you what, it cut the thing out that they were after, but you couldn't see it. And so really, scalar energy is not so weird. It's just new. But we deal with the invisible all day long. And Tom, what's been your findings about applying scalar energy to human wellness?
Energy, we have to remember, is intelligence. When we speak of energy, it's much more than what I usually say is fire and heat and light. Energy is intelligence. And when we're working with scalar energy, we're broadcasting an intelligence that can correct bodily ailments. We're broadcasting scalar energy in the capacity that we can break apart disassembled germs. We broadcast scalar energy, and that intelligence can correct our chakras, can improve our mood, can improve our disposition. So this is what we're trying to impart, that scalar energy allows us to have control over physical matter. It allows us to have control over our psyche, over our chakras. Scalar energy is a fundamental force in nature. And once people understand the benefits of scalar energy, oh my goodness, the world is just going to love this, fall in love with what we're speaking about. It's the next best thing waiting to happen.
And it's the easiest thing ever. And I know with your weight loss program, Tom, and the testimonials that we've been so blessed to have on this show, they were literally saying that not only did they lose the cravings for bad foods, but the weight just started melting off for no reason. They didn't make any exercise changes. They didn't make any changes in their diet. It wasn't a matter of willpower, except that they started to notice that with the scalar energy, they were feeling more willpower. They had a better mood, a better attitude, because it has within it the divine intelligence that really holds the whole universe together. That's what we've discovered about scalar energy. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to take a break here in about 90 seconds. And I wanted to mention one thing. Those of you that aren't familiar with the word chakra, that is an Indian term from India, but really it's nothing hocus pocus. The body has been scientifically documented to have 8 or 7, there's one above the body, 7 energy centers. And these energy centers have been measured by scientific instruments. So what Tom was saying is that this scalar energy goes and it balances the energy fields of the human body. So it's nothing hocus pocus, everyone. This is really advanced, highly advanced science. And you are so blessed to be some of the first people on the planet to hear about this breakthrough. And we're so excited to bring our guests to you and have them tell you their personal stories with this invisible divine energy that has the capacity, as Tom said, to alter physical matter. But the good news is it alters it all for the better. That's how it holds all the planets in place. If they were crashing against each other, we might think we would have something to be scared of with scalar energy. But it's perfect divine order. And Tom, really, this is the future of wellness, don't you think?
Of course it is. It's the future not only of wellness, it's going to be proved to be the future of mankind. Scalar energy is a new form of energy that has not been accepted, embraced yet. Well, once we embrace it, we will see that scalar energy is much more versatile than that of electricity. Imagine that. That's where we're going. It's an energy that will have profound impact, profound implications on society.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with our live testimonials after this break. Please stay with us.
What if the most advanced scientific method ever developed could be used to melt the fat off your body for you and reduce your cravings for bad foods? Would you want it? Who wouldn't? You thought you'd heard and seen it all when it comes to weight loss, but probably the most significant breakthrough in the history of weight loss has just been made, and 100,000 people tried it with never-before-seen results. Don't believe us? You can listen to their testimonials yourself at www.scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. We know it sounds like sci-fi because it's so advanced. However, the future of weight loss is finally here now, with this completely new advanced scientific method, scalar energy weight loss. Discover more about how the power of scalar energy will literally melt the fat off your body for you at www.scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism.
For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com.
Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and his co-host Moni Kelso. And we're so glad to have you with us this evening. You're literally standing on the edge of the future, and you didn't even realize it, because we're about to bring you into the future of wellness. And really, as Tom was just saying, so much more. But right now we're focusing on wellness with scalar energy, and we're really excited to have two guests that are going to tell you their personal stories, their personal experience with how scalar energy completely changed their lives. And so, without any further ado, Tom, can you tell us some of the exciting news that you've been getting recently from some of your clients?
Pouring in. People tell me that infections that they've had for years are now seemingly gone. They no longer have these bacterial and fungal infections that they were not able to get rid of. I have testimonies that people are sharing with their dogs and cats. Their dogs and cats are feeling better. Why? We're able with scalar energy to eradicate thousands upon thousands of germs in the body, different species. Well, in so doing, everybody's going to respond favorably. What I'm trying to present to mankind is really universal health care. Scalar energy is applicable to both humans and animals. Scalar energy will benefit everybody. I don't care what your station in life, everybody can benefit from having pathogens removed, eradicated from their body. Everybody can benefit by having nutrients assembled in their body. This truly is universal health care. Everybody on the planet, all 7.2 billion people, can benefit from what I'm doing.
Well, we've got Amy online, too, to tell us her story. Amy, are you with us?
I am. How are you?
Hi,
welcome, Amy. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us tonight in the Divine Energy Radio Show, Amy. We really appreciate you taking time out to share your personal story with Scalar.
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting. I'm actually going to talk about the amazing benefits it's helped with my niece. And I have a pretty unique perspective, I think, because she actually went accidentally stopped getting the treatments, and we saw a big downgrade in her health when she went off of them, and then it popped back up as soon as we got her back on. So do you want me to tell you the story? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay, so she has a lot of chronic illness, and there's so many things, so many diagnoses that she's had, but one of the problems is that she would have various surgeries for various things, and she kept getting infections. She had bacterial meningitis twice, which is
wow.
the really scary kind, and every time she would go in the hospital for a treatment, she'd end up with these raging infections, and so it would make everything drag out. You know, she'd be in the hospital for weeks. It was such a drag on the whole family. Well, I got her enrolled in the Scalar Energy Program with Tom, and I want to say this was in March of last year, and she stopped getting infections. But you could say, okay, well, that could be anything. Like, maybe she just wasn't exposed, even though she was, but you could just, you know, people will say that's a coincidence. Well, then what happened was in July, I had thought I had enrolled her for 3 months, but she actually had not been enrolled for 3 months. So she ended up with septic shock, and she was in the hospital, and that's an infection of the blood. And I actually had forgotten. And then I was like, wait a minute, how is she getting an infection if she's on the Scalar Energy? Well, then I contacted Tom's staff, and it turns out that I had done it wrong. So I hadn't enrolled her, and she wasn't on the program. So I got her back on the program, and guess what? She hasn't had an infection since. And what's interesting, and Tom doesn't even know this, this last month, she went in the hospital, and she had a high white blood count and some other issues, and they kept saying she had an infection, but they couldn't find it. And I kept telling my sister, I don't think she does have an infection. And they're like, well, they're saying she definitely has one. I'm like, she hasn't had one since she's been on the Scalar treatments. Well, she never did. They found out she didn't have one. She actually had some ulcers because they'd put her on some NSAIDs, and they had created ulcers in her stomach, and that had created the white blood count. But they didn't find that for, like, over a week and a half. They just kept insisting she had an infection. And I almost even emailed Tom and said, do you have this form of bacteria? He's got 55,000, you know, bacteria or pathogens in his database, so I can't imagine that he wouldn't have this type. But sure enough, they couldn't grow anything. They couldn't, you know, there was no infection, and I know it's just, I know 100% it's because of the Scalar. And another interesting point is my niece does not even know she's on the program. So there is no placebo effect here because my sister decided to do it and to not tell her. So it's definitely not because she thinks she's getting treatment that she's, you know, not getting infection. She has no idea. And it's only once she's been on the program that she stopped getting all these infections. So there's really no other explanation. There's no other way to explain how this happened, especially in the timeline that it happened. So yeah, I'm really excited about it, and I'm going to keep her on it because she's still dealing with some issues, but it's so much nicer when she doesn't have the infections, because you can imagine being in for meningitis, that takes weeks. Septic shock takes weeks. It's very, very painful, and it's a lot of drugs. You have to take a lot of drugs to get out of it, and it's really scary. So yeah, definitely he's saved us a lot of heartbreak and pain and a lot of other things. So very well worth it.
Well, Amy, it really is these super bugs that are happening. I know of cases. I was one of the people that got one and almost died from it. And it is extremely painful and very long and drawn out. But I know of a case, because these high level antibiotics are just as strong as chemotherapy, where people have had kidney failure, liver failure, they've actually lost limbs, they've lost their sight, they've lost their hearing. And because they had to have so much of it because they had such a severe infection, or because they had so many recurring infections, they had to keep taking the really high level antibiotics. And the MRSA, which is really defined as methicillin resistant Staph aureus, they now have VRSA, vancomycin resistant Staph aureus. There's nothing left after vancomycin. There's no more antibiotics. So ladies and gentlemen, this offers incredible hope to people who have a hopeless diagnosis. And what a beautiful story, Amy, and your passion and your excitement. What a wonderful auntie you are to do that for your niece.
I'm so glad I met Tom. And it's just so funny to me because I know, being in this field myself, that people will describe so many things as coincidences. That's the first thing they call every type of healing. It was a coincidence. But with the timeline of how it happened and when it happens and when it doesn't, there's no way you can just write it off as coincidence. It has to be this KR. And no matter what the doctor said, no matter how many times they told us there was an infection, they finally had to admit, oh, there wasn't one. So, yeah, it's just incredible. And so much, I mean, no side effects. That's, like you were saying, all these other things that can happen when you're on these super strong drugs. It's not pretty. And we're talking about how important our gut is, you know, the biome, they say, in the gut, and how that balance of flora in the gut is. When you take these antibiotics to kill these pathogens, you're destroying your immune system at the same time, because you're destroying your gut, which is a huge, huge part of your immune system.
And so that could very well be why she was having issues with her stomach.
There was some other things going on, but she was taking the NSAIDs, and they were the ones that, like, you know, like Advil's and NSAIDs, and they do cause ulcers. It's just a known
fact. Totally proven. It's right on the insert.
So, yeah, exactly. So she just had switched over to taking those for some joint pain, and it was within a matter of weeks that she had 6 ulcers. And those will cause a high white blood cell count. But they weren't looking for them because they just kept saying it was an infection. It took probably about a week and a half. I think it was about 10 days before they actually looked for the ulcers to say, oh, that's what's causing the problem. Because they're so tunnel vision on this is an infection. Like everything they see, oh, it's an infection. And then that was also frustrating, because then she didn't get the treatment she actually needed to help with the ulcers until 10 days later, when they finally ruled out about the infection. But, you know, they're not going to listen to me when I say, no, she's on Scalar. There's no infection. I just know it.
Well, someday soon, this Star Trek medicine will become, and because of the work of Tom and wonderful people like you that are willing to stand up and share their story, let's hope it's going to be sooner than later.
Yeah,
well, we
definitely
have to take another really quick break. But, Amy, will you stick with us on the other side so we can talk more?
Sure.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this message.
What if the most advanced scientific method ever developed could be used to melt the fat off your body for you and reduce your cravings for bad foods? Would you want it? Who wouldn't? You thought you'd heard and seen it all when it comes to weight loss. But probably the most significant breakthrough in the history of weight loss has just been made, and 100,000 people tried it with never-before-seen results. Don't believe us? You can listen to their testimonials yourself at www.scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. We know it sounds like sci-fi because it's so advanced. However, the future of weight loss is finally here now with this completely new, advanced scientific method, Scalar Energy Weight Loss. Discover more about how the power of Scalar Energy will literally melt the fat off your body for you at www.scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism.
For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com.
Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and his co-host Monet. And we're here with Amy, who is also a radio host. Am I right, Amy?
Yes, not as formalized as your radio show, but I do host a couple events each year, about 10 speakers in each event.
That's really neat. And so do you have any other family members on the Scalar? Are you on it?
I am on the Scalar. I will say I enjoy being on it. I don't get sick. I haven't been sick in over 10 years, not even a cold or anything. So I don't have any like super great story like my niece, which I'm grateful for.
Totally.
That I don't get sick in the first place. But I do notice, like, when I'm on it, I have a more, kind of a more zing, you know, a little more zing in my step for when I'm on it than when I'm not. Like that, when I was off it for that month that I thought I was on it and I wasn't.
And what about your skin and your hair and your youthful vitality?
I feel it mostly in my energy, I would say. I don't know about my skin and my hair. I don't know. I don't have any issues. That's my problem. Is I don't have any problems. So it's not as exaggerated, but it's more of an energy thing for me. It's more of like I can feel the positive energy. So I would imagine that people listening. Now I'm just into wellness, so I will do all kinds of things for preventative, because I don't have any issues I actually need to fix. So I think most people who come into the program have, you know, are dealing with health issues, and then I think they stay on it because they feel better being on the program, and when their health issues, they don't want the health issues to come back as well. So that's more, I'm more doing it from a preventative standpoint as far as, you know, and I do like that. I do definitely feel, you know, just a more positive energy. I think it's a lot from the chakra cleansing part of it. I think that probably is where I feel it the most. So yeah, I definitely enjoy it, but like I said, I don't have health issues, so it's kind of, I can't really speak to that as like I can with my niece.
So you really already understood energy medicine and had a basic understanding of Scalar when you found Tom?
Yes, yeah. I'm familiar with the concept, and I've been into the alternative healing modalities for years. I hadn't been in a program like his before. But I'm not one, I didn't have to be convinced. And that's like why we didn't tell my niece, because she's not into it. And
right.
She would just be resistant. And I do EFT or tapping, which is, you know, really all related to energy. And I'm not even allowed to tap in the same room as her. That's how resistant she is.
Aw. So. Well, you know, I have a list in front of me that was prepared by the Department of Transportation of the Government of India of what invisible radiation from cell phone towers does to human health. Now, I don't know if we realize, but I did a search in my county. I live in kind of a average-sized county, and there are 487 cell phone towers in our little county. You can go online, and you can do a search, and you can find out where you're living, how many towers there are around you. See, Scalar energy helps to combat the effect of these very deleterious and dangerous microwave and radiation energy forms. See, we may think, oh, it's voodoo because I can't see it. Well, guess what? The Department of Transportation for the government of the country of India, this is what they found out. It says biological effects due to microwave radiation from cell phone towers. It crosses the blood-brain barrier. It's a risk to children and pregnant women. It causes irreversible infertility, calcium ion release from the cell membranes, DNA damage, interference with pacemakers, effects on stress proteins on skin, tinnitus, ear damage, eye melanoma, uveal melanoma, weakening of the bones, osteoporosis, salivary gland tumors from cell phones against the head, melatonin reduction, sleep disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, increase in cancer risk, and effects on honeybees, birds, mammals, amphibians, plants, everything. So people may think, oh, well, I don't want to have to keep taking it. Really, when this is happening to all of us, do you know they're even putting cell towers at schools where the children are, who their skulls are even thinner and the radiation penetrates even deeper into their skulls. This has been documented. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have something here that can help combat the effects of this on the human body. As all of Tom's clients attest, they have better sleep, better energy. They have less incidence of dis-ease. They're having resolution with long-standing chronic conditions. It's got to be mitigating the effect of these other things, although we don't have the full evidence. We are seeing what is known as anecdotal evidence suggesting that scalar energy may be helping to protect us from these very, very dangerous energy forms that we don't get to choose whether we're exposed to them every day or not. But what you can do is you can choose to get scalar energy wherever you are on the planet, and it can go right to you. I know that sounds crazy, but Tom, can you give us a brief description how that works?
Sure. Scalar energy is everywhere. It's a matrix, if you will. Let's call it a hologram. Scalar energy connects everything. So when I'm working with scalar energy instruments, I'm able to broadcast this energy everywhere. Now, look at a satellite in outer space, how a satellite can send down beams of energy, if you will, to cell phones and radios and televisions. Well, that's accurate. We realize that. A scalar energy instrument is just like a satellite, but it's much, much better. Why? Because when I send energy from my scalar energy instrument, the signal never weakens. The signal will never attenuate over distance or time. So a scalar energy instrument can broadcast energy anywhere throughout the world. I can treat anybody wherever they are living, no matter where, what country, far, far away, I can easily treat them with a scalar energy instrument. Its energy will find a person, just as the satellite in outer space will find a TV or a radio. This is how energy works. Energy is intelligence.
And especially scalar energy that really has an innate organizing intelligence that seems to completely support the body's own ability to restore its own function. Because like I was just talking about EMFs, that's a classic example of something that we're being subjected to. We can't see it, we can't smell it, we can't taste it, we don't notice it. But yet it has a physical effect on us. And it's degrading the body systems, and it's interrupting the body's own ability to take care of itself, which it was designed to do. But the organizing effect of scalar is just the opposite. It helps to bring order back in, and it helps to bring, that's why, Amy, you're having great energy. You're already really healthy. How blessed you are. But having that extra boost of energy, more productive, more mental clarity, I mean, you're having your best possible scenario, even in spite of the fact that you're being blasted with microwaves and radiation all day long.
And that's one of the things I love for me is that, like I said, I'm very committed to wellness, and prevention, of course, is way, way better than treating a disease. So I would much rather do what I can to protect myself from everything that I'm subjected to, you know, from not only from the towers, which I have looked up to see where the towers are around me, and there's a lot of dots on that map, and they're everywhere. And, you know, the chemicals in our food, the chemicals in our air, it's never ending what kind of pollution we're subjected to. So if I can do something to prevent myself from getting sick, to help my body process and eliminate and handle what it's being subjected to, then I'm going to be way better off in the long run than if I just wait until I'm sick and start looking for help then.
Absolutely. Well, we've got to take another really quick break. Amy, will you stick with us on the other side? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we will catch you on the other side of this break. Thank you so much for listening to the Divine Energy Radio Show.
What if the most advanced scientific method ever developed could be used to melt the fat off your body for you and reduce your cravings for bad foods? Would you want it? Who wouldn't? You thought you'd heard and seen it all when it comes to weight loss, but probably the most significant breakthrough in the history of weight loss has just been made, and 100,000 people tried it with never-before-seen results. Don't believe us? You can listen to their testimonials yourself at www.scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. We know it sounds like sci-fi because it's so advanced. However, the future of weight loss is finally here now with this completely new advanced scientific method, scalar energy weight loss. Discover more about how the power of scalar energy will literally melt the fat off your body for you. At www.scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism.
For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com.
Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen, with research scientist and inventor, Tom Palladino, who after 25 years of rigorous research and building on the work of famous scientist Nikola Tesla, has developed a breakthrough technology that can deliver scalar energy to you wherever you are and help bring order and restore balance to your body. Amy, you've been such a great guest. Is there anything that you want to add?
I think the other thing that I wanted to mention is just how easy it is. You don't have to do anything. And that, in this busy day and age, to just have that supporting you in the background of your life where you don't have to, all you have to do is enter your name and send a photo once, and you're in the program. I mean, for each month you need to do that. But, I mean, like, it takes literally, like, 2 minutes, maybe not even that long. And then you have a whole month of support. You don't. It's not like you have to remember to do something or, you know, check out something on the internet. You just sit there and let it just receive, just like you're receiving those obnoxious cell tower energy, you are receiving this healing energy. So for our busy, stressful life, it's really just the perfect fit.
That would be the
one other thing I really wanted to talk about today.
Oh, Amy, that's such a great point. It really doesn't get any easier. It's like a dream come true in that regard. And, Tom, have you ever documented any negative side effects in any of your 100,000 clients that you've
Never.
Already treated?
Never. And the reason being, we're working with the same energy, the identical energy of the sun as well as the stars. Scalar energy is sunlight. It is starlight. Well, that energy is not only not in any way harmful, that energy is necessary. We need sunlight. We need starlight. So we are working with this primal force in nature. We are working with the initial energy, the divine energy of the universe. There is no harm with this energy. That's the beauty of it. There is no side effect. It's really the first principle of the universe that we're working with.
Well, Amy, we've got Patricia now on line 3, and we thank you so much for visiting with us and really your thoughtful perspective and the amazing story with your niece. I just believe that she's going to continue to get better and better and better.
So do we. We definitely have that feeling, a very positive energy. So just thank you to Tom for inventing this and sharing it with the world. I'm so grateful.
Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank
so you. Nice to meet you. We hope you'll come back and visit us again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so we have Patricia on line 3. Are you with us, Patricia?
I am.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello. How's everybody?
We're fine. Thank you. Good day,
Dan. We're doing great. Thanks so much for joining us on the Divine Energy Radio Show, Patricia. And so how long have you been getting scalar energy treatments?
I've been getting scalar energy treatment for about 2.5 weeks now. It's an extremely powerful experience, and I'm very pleased with the results so far.
Really? Only 2.5 weeks? And how did you hear about it?
I'm the producer of Supernatural Girls Radio, and that's how I met Tom. We booked him for our show, and he was an excellent guest. He really opened our eyes to scalar energy and what is possible. I was very intrigued with what Tom had to say about these treatments, and I wanted to give it a try myself.
Oh, that is so neat. Had you heard about anything like it ever before?
I have. I knew Andrea Puharich, who is a medical doctor. He passed away in the 90s, but he also had patented several inventions involving scalar energy, so I was aware of some possibilities with scalar, but not to the extent that Tom Palladino has taken it. Tom has really been a pioneer in the field, and in our contemporary times has taken this to a whole new level.
He absolutely has, and it is so awesome. But I think the time for scalar has finally come. There's a lot of alternative scalar energy devices in production as we speak right now. And ladies and gentlemen, you're on the cutting edge. You're on the forefront of the future right now. And you stand poised to have a really unique opportunity to get easy access to your very own scalar experience. So, Patricia, tell us what happened in the last 2 weeks.
I've noticed some very positive changes. I've suffered with a very serious autoimmune disease for the last 7 years. And there is no medical treatment for what I have. There's no cure. So I'm basically left to explore alternative situations. And I've tried just about everything. You name it, I've tried it. Stem cell therapy and stem cell transplant. I've tried nutritional supplements. Obviously, a healthy lifestyle is part of all of this, and that you want to do no matter what.
Yes.
But with Tom's treatments, it's taken on a whole other positive spin. And I can tell you that with an autoimmune disease, as anyone will tell you, one of the major things that takes a hit is your energy. And it just goes away. And when people who have autoimmune disease say they're tired, people who say, oh, yeah, I'm tired too, they don't have a clue as to what that really means. It means you get so tired you cannot put one foot ahead of the other. So with Tom's treatments, I was able to recover a lot of my energy, and instead of falling asleep at 7 o'clock at night, here I am speaking with you at 9:30. So it's just been a revamp of my energy all around.
Well, Patricia, you have so much fun to look forward to, because every day just gets better and better. And then at 3 months, there's a really profound shift. It's like a quantum leap. Yeah, at 3 months.
Well, I think this is very exciting. And again, for people like me who have untreatable illnesses that are very devastating to your life, this is really something positive that anybody can look forward to being treated with. And as the last caller mentioned, it's super easy. You don't really have to do anything except provide the photograph. And it's been pretty remarkable. And I've also had other friends sign up for the treatment, and they also have reported similar experiences with their energy returning. They feel revitalized, as I do. They feel rejuvenated, as I do. So I know it's not just me that's having a wonderful experience with this. It's so totally healing. There are many other people that I've talked to who've signed up, and they have the same types of things to report, all positive.
Well, you know what's going to be really neat is that you guys are going to get to share really fun stories, because basically it's like the intelligence of the human body goes to work on what its priority is first. We may say, oh, well, I want this to be worked on first, but the body has the innate divine intelligence to know what to work on first. So it's sort of like every day you're like opening up a present. And then if you see someone that hasn't seen you for a while, they'll be like, hey, what have you been doing? You look fabulous. And you get all of these other fringe benefits of having this harmony and coherence and balance being restored to the body day by day. It really kind of builds incrementally. And I'm so excited for you, because for a lot of people don't understand, autoimmune means when the body begins to turn on itself.
What if the most advanced scientific method ever developed could be used to melt the fat off your body for you and reduce your cravings for bad foods? Would you want it? Who wouldn't? You thought you'd heard and seen it all when it comes to weight loss, but probably the most significant breakthrough in the history of weight loss has just been made, and 100,000 people tried it with never-before-seen results. Don't believe us? You can listen to their testimonials yourself at www.scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. We know it sounds like sci-fi because it's so advanced. However, the future of weight loss is finally here now with this completely new advanced scientific method, scalar energy weight loss. Discover more about how the power of scalar energy will literally melt the fat off your body for you at www.scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism.
For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com.
What happens in a disease like this is that there is a pathogen overload, and the body is attempting to get rid of the pathogens and is not able to. A lot of these pathogens are surrounded by biofilm, which is a very kind of a greasy type of a film, and the normal immune system has difficulty not only trying to get rid of it, but even identifying it because of the way it can imitate other things. So there's a lot more going on than what normal traditional thinking is about this. This is a pathogen overload. And the body is desperately trying to alleviate.
Some autoimmune is, and other autoimmune is actually triggered by toxins and chemicals. So there's both kinds. It just depends.
Thing, but either way, all I'm trying to say is, the immune system is not something that goes insane. It is really just something that is trying to do the impossible. But with Tom's treatment, that all changes because his treatment is able to reduce the viral load, reduce the toxic load that the body is carrying as a result of exposure to things like mycoplasma. So that's where this treatment can do something that nothing else can.
Absolutely, and a lot of people don't even know what mycoplasma is. But it's not that the immune system goes crazy. It's that because the chemicals are embedded in the tissue, in the case of chemically induced autoimmune, of course it's going to, go after that tissue that has those chemicals embedded in it. And I think with the pathogen overload, it's probably a very, very similar situation. And so what else have your friends noticed as far as the results they're getting from Scalar?
We've all also noticed that there are emotional shifts that happen with this. The healing doesn't just occur in the physical body. It also occurs emotionally. So things that you need to deal with emotionally are dealt with. They come up. They're dealt with in a whole different way. I was a therapist for 20 years, so I can tell you that there are a lot of emotional issues we all have. And some of them are difficult to eliminate or integrate. But again, with the scalar energy, you're not just dealing with your body's own innate intelligence. You're dealing with a universal intelligence. So this energy that's being generated toward you is also having its own way of doing things. It has its own knowing, and that interfaces with your body's innate intelligence.
Absolutely. And of course, bringing in pervasive balance and harmony is going to have an effect on the psyche because every thought and emotion is an electrochemical reaction in the body.
It is. That's absolutely true. So it's a healing on all levels. And the rest of what my friends have to say, as I do, this is also spiritual healing. There are things that are happening for each of us on a spiritual and psychic level, portals opening up, pathways opening up. It is again something that is clearing on all levels. That's remarkable. This doesn't happen with a pill. This doesn't happen with a pharmaceutical. This only happens with Scalar.
Absolutely. And Tom, this is not an uncommon thing. It's pretty much across the board, isn't it?
Of course. And once again, we have to visit the nature. What is scalar energy? It's the intelligence of the universe. I want to impart this upon everybody. When I'm working with the scalar energy instrument, I'm working with sunlight, with starlight. Well, what do I mean by that? This is the backdrop of the universe, if you will. This is the intelligence. This is the creative force or the universal consciousness of the universe. Well, with that said, this energy is self-correcting. In other words, when I am treating you with scalar energy, the energy itself corrects your psyche. The energy itself will correct trauma that you might be holding on to. The energy itself will serve to reverse some type of psychological impediment, some type of psychological disorder. It's per se not my ability necessarily as an operator. To the contrary, it's the innate nature of scalar energy. It is a divinely appointed energy that has this supreme intelligence about it. And when I'm broadcasting this supreme intelligence into your mind, into your soul, into your body, it is scalar energy that, if you will, reprograms your mind, your soul, your body. It is scalar energy that reinstructs your mind, your soul, and your body. It is, again, a self-appointed, it is a self-directed energy. This is beautiful. This is the energy from God that allows us to correct our emotional trauma. It allows us to break apart germs. It allows us to, in many ways, deal with perhaps past trauma or phobias that are some way blocking our progress. It's incredible what we can achieve with scalar energy.
It really is. It really is. And so what we're excited about, Patricia, is that you've got a lot of other people excited about it, because the more people that can find out about this, the more people are going to have relief from suffering. Like you said, it's a really horrible feeling to be given up on by some of the greatest medical minds on the planet. And you're just like out in this wilderness without any hope. And there's been a lot of negative things said. And Tom, that's the exact opposite of what we hear from you. Mm-hmm. Everything you're saying to us is so encouraging.
It is.
It's so positive. And then you back it up with this amazing technology that really has accessed the secrets that Nikola Tesla was just beginning to skim the surface of. And ladies and gentlemen, you tonight are hearing this show by divine appointment. This is not a mistake. This is a moment in time for you. And if you're not suffering in your body, we know that you know someone who is. A family member, a friend, a coworker, someone that's tried it all and they're just getting worse and worse. A pet, a beloved pet, a horse, whatever it is, human or animal, scalar can completely change their story. And so we hope you'll take to heart these really heartfelt testimonies from Amy and Patricia. And honestly, Tom, that's what I feel across the board from all of your testimonials. Distinct gratitude from people that you can tell it's coming from the depth of their being. And just joy, like joy and hope restored and admiration. Ladies and gentlemen, you could be a part of this happy family. Instead of the negative, here, go slice, dice, poison, and have a bad prognostication. Hey, we use Western medicine when we need to. It can be a vital, vital piece to anyone's health and wellness program. And of course, we recommend that you consult with your healthcare provider before making any decisions about your health. But at the same time, we're talking about a non-regulated modality. This is not healthcare treatment. This is energy. And if you don't like it, you can stop it. Although, that's the opposite that I would ever want to do. I never want to stop this. To me, it's one of the greatest things that's ever happened in my life. And I also am so grateful, Tom. So ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that's suffering, please give them the website, selfhealgo, selfhealgo.com. Tell them, hey, if you don't like it, you don't have to keep doing it. But we have a feeling that they're going to like it, just like the other 100,000 people who've tried it and had incredible results. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this evening on the Divine Energy Radio Show. Do you have any final words, Patricia, for the people?
I just would encourage people to keep an open mind and to definitely give this a try. They will not be disappointed.
Wonderful, wonderful. Tom, thank you so much for joining us this evening and sharing your insights and bringing us this amazing technology right now at such a crucial juncture in history when people's medical lives are really in jeopardy. We have some of the worst statistics in the world, and we're so grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next time on the Divine Energy Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino.